All right, joining the Red River Farm Network is Warren Zenker, who heads up the North Dakota Stockmen's Association Foundation sector. And Warren, the association and foundation are teaming up with the Great Plains Food Bank to provide families in need with beef during this COVID-19 pandemic. So if you're able, can you give me a little bit of background behind how this idea came about?
Well, we were sitting, it was on a Sunday evening, and there was a group text message between a few of us, and actually District 3 Director Tim Everly had said to us, you know, I think we should do something, a humanitarian effort to help our neighbors out. He said, you know, I think looking at these food bank lines, I think we could do something, and you know, we could donate some product, and, you know, maybe we could help our neighbors who are in need. And you know, the staff took that and ran with it. You know, we had a foundation and a board conference call. We decided to each give $5,000, and then we had an anonymous donor that met the $10,000 for the $20,000 beef relief fund. So it was just kind of a spare of the moment thing. You know, we looked at different ways of doing it. You know, donating frozen product, of course, you know, most of the people who have beef in their freezer, it's not federally inspected. So we wanted to make sure that we did everything under the provision of the federal inspection. And therefore, we just decided to give a cash donation. And we asked the food bank to buy or procure the animals from local ranchers and have that processed. And they can distribute that as they see fit. So if they want to cut the carcasses and have it cut into roasts or steaks or grind, whatever the case may be, that's how it's going to be handled.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. And so say you're a rancher and you're on the giving end of the portion and have some extra beef that you are able to sell, you know, given the state's terms on selling beef during this time. What do the ranchers need to know about this?
Well, the ranchers, you know, can, if they want to contact the association or foundation, we can put them in touch with the food bank if they have an animal that they'd like to donate or an animal that they'd like to put into this program. Then the food bank, of course, will buy, Great Plains Food Bank will buy that animal from them. You know, I think our light at the end of the tunnel, and what I'd really like to see happen is I'd like, you know, these press releases to go out, and in my heart, you know, this is something that is bigger than just North Dakota. You look at all the national news and all the lines at the food banks, this is something bigger than North Dakota. And, you know, we're just hoping maybe some other states can see what we've done. Other cattle states, they're between their associations and their foundations, they team up together, and you know, maybe we could get this thing to be a lower 48 deal, and you know, have all types of organizations do a program like this. You know, and with that being said, it's also going to help some of the glut of cattle that we're bottling up right now and pushing back. So that's kind of my you know, personal hope, is that, you know, other people will see this and run with it. And you know, we just hope that, you know, if you got something, you know, just contact the food bank and tell them that, you know, you've got, you know, three animals or whatever. The sad thing, Megan, is, you know, the fact $20,000 really isn't going to buy a pile of animals. You know, it's going to be probably 13, 14 heads. So it's not a big pile of animals. But, you know, maybe it's something that will continue to grow, and maybe there's some guys that just want to donate to the food bank, where, you know, donate a calf or whatever the case. So, you know, it's all just we're putting it out there just to help our neighbors and be humanitarians, and you know, there's in the ranching community, my life hasn't changed in the last 6 weeks. I mean, we've been calving cows, I still feed my feedlot cattle, I go outside every day. Nothing has changed for me on my operation, but I look at people in our small community, you know, who've been laid off from their jobs in Jamestown, and, you know, they have zero income. And, you know, if we can do just a little bit as an industry, just do a little bit to help them out, I think that's just a great thing to have happen.